This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, do you have a family member or a friend who's neurodivergent and perhaps sometimes struggles to find something that suits their needs, a social outlet? Well, this weekend, a public festival might be right up your street. Neuroconvergence is taking place in UCD, and here to tell me all about it is Peter O'Brien, who's the founder of Happenings and Neuroconvergence. Hello, Peter.
Hello, Claire.
Lovely to have you with us. Tell us about this festival.
Yeah, well, Neuroconvergence is about celebrating the neurodivergent community in all its glory. So it's a neurodivergent-led initiative where we bring together all the partners that are the neuroconvergence partners, like As I Am, ADHD Ireland, Dyspraxia Ireland, Neurodiversity Ireland. All those core groups are part of the Neuroconvergence Partnership. We do a partners meeting from 11:30 to 1:30. That's a sort of private part of, if you like, private part of the event. And then from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., we're open to the public. And that's all about exploring every aspect of the neurodivergent community's lived experience through music, through performances, through panel discussions, through sensory play areas. We've got a sensory cinema event. We've got all sorts of things happening in the UCD Student Centre between 2 and 6 p.m.
So tell me why you felt something like this was needed.
Well, it's two areas, really. I would have felt with the core team that I work with, who are all neurodivergent, kind of late diagnosis adults, who have kids, most of us, who are neurodivergent. It came together through brainstorming, a lot of it. It's kind of a collective brain project in a lot of ways, to one, bring the sector together. And that's what the partners meeting is about. And we're now in our fourth meeting. And each time we do these meetings, we have a report, which is opening the pathway forward for that community, how we can be stronger together, essentially. And then the second part of the event is that the bringing together communities, having an outlet, like you said in your introduction there, for this community, which is very underserved, very underheard, and it's a huge part of the population, 1 in 5. So we're 20%, between 15 and 20% is the conservative estimate of the neurodivergent brain in our population. So that's a huge number. We're only really discovering that.
But you want everyone to come along to this event tomorrow to experience it together.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just for the neurodivergent community. It's for everybody. And it's quality stuff. One thing, I just got a phone call. We have a game. We were to have a gaming bus, which is, gaming is huge in the neurodivergent community. And the bus broke down and it can't come. So that's one unfortunate thing. Anyway, events, there's always things happen. But that'll be the first time the core team heard that news, because I literally got off the phone just as you guys called me.
Breaking news for your fellow organisers.
There's no gamer bus.
But not to worry, there's lots of other things to do and to see.
Of other things. And look, it's about that. It's about having a deep dive into what this is all about. So we've got A Sense of Music, and that's five very renowned Irish music artists talking about neurodivergence and their sense of music and what it's been for them over the years. And, you know, that whole community, the artist community, is there's a huge amount are neurodivergent in that community, and the creative community as a whole. Very drawn to the neurodivergent brain is very drawn to that kind of experience, that life experience of artistry or creativity, you know. So we've got all sorts of different events that will suit everybody, you know.
Right. Well, that's great news and something for some people to do who are in the area or not interested in travelling to UCD tomorrow for Neuroconvergence, which is open to everyone. Peter, thank you so much for joining us on the programme. That's Peter O'Brien.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.